This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian President Vladimir Putin has agreed to provide protest-engulfed Belarus with security assistance to counter protests if the country requests it. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko announced the deal on Saturday evening, several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign after 26 years in power. Thousands of demonstrators rallied Saturday at the spot in the capital of Minsk, where a protester died this week in clashes with police. Some stripped off their shirts to display deep bruises they say came from being beaten by police. Others stacked flowers that rose to a height of 1.5 meters in the central square. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
An additional 1,000 troops into Poland on top of the 4,500 that are here presently.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com.